Welcome, Aggies. This is episode 6 of the Aggie Sports Show. Now, we are coming off some hard losses, and I know some of you feel like...
That was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Because before, we felt like...
Don't you ever talk about me! Don't you open your mouth about the best! Or I'm gonna set it for you real quick! L.O.B.
But you know what?
They are who we thought they were! And we let them off the hook!
Now we are gonna discuss the two heartbreakers, Boise State and BYU, and the drama with the football team, but we need to remember...
Anything's possible! Anything's possible!
What's up, Aggies? It's your boy, Colton Noel.
And it's Jackson Meyer. We are back. Sorry for the long break. It's been some time. Really has. There's been lots of drama, lots of stuff going on.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
glad to be back.
Yeah, tons of stuff going on. Drama, all that stuff. Not even... And that's... We're talking about, like, the actual teams and stuff. Then with Jackson and I... Well, there's no drama. But he's been sick. I've been sick. We've been busy, and so this is the first time we've actually both recorded a show in a couple weeks, too, I think.
Yeah, and it's feeling good. As I was walking here, I was getting pretty excited to get back into the studio. They've made it pretty nice in here for us. They put up some new decorations, so we're loving that.
Yeah, hopefully it sounds good. Sounds a little better than normal. If not, you can go ahead and let us know. Like we always say, we're just two college students trying to have fun. We really do have fun with this podcast, so we hope you guys enjoy listening to it, too. So yeah, we don't really have like a budget to go all out, go really crazy, but we love listening to your suggestions and who knows where this might go one day.
Hey, and for those that have been listening from day one and have kept listening, we really appreciate it. We hope to give you good stuff to listen to. We hope that we're a reliable source, and we love doing this. So yeah, thanks for motivating us to keep going.
For sure. So, all that cheesy, lovey-dovey stuff aside, let's get into the meat.
Right.
So, last week, I actually recorded an episode by myself and posted it, but I posted it to the wrong source, so no one listened to it, obviously. But in that, and I don't know if we're going to post it again or not. We might if you guys want to hear it. If not, don't worry. But in that, I kind of talk about what happened in the Boise State versus Utah State game. Last game of the season for the Aggies, we went to Boise State and we lost. I talked about how it's important to be sad. It's okay to be sad about that game, be a little frustrated. But at the same time, we have to recognize that Utah State had an amazing season this year and that one last game shouldn't take away too much from that season. What do you think, Jackson?
I've been thinking about this a lot since the game. So I was up there. I saw the blue turf. Smurf
I
turf.
Hate that, dude.
I wanted to vomit, man. That
I hate
stuff.
It.
I feel like, how can that be? I don't know. I don't think it should be fair to wear all blue jerseys on a blue field.
Apparently, so here's the thing. Apparently, what I've heard is that when you're actually on the field, it's not that bad.
Looks different.
I've heard that like you can very easily actually differentiate between the players and the field.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's true. I think whoever's telling you that, I'm just kidding. So I went there, and it was. I mean, it was a good game. It was fun. It was cold,
it was.
But it was good weather.
Game. It was, good
it was
game.
Still good weather. When I left, though, you know, I think the reason I felt so down, and I feel like maybe a bunch of people feel down, is I feel like that game kind of proved skeptics right during the season.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I mean, I don't want to feel like this, but we did have a very, very easy schedule, and the reason why we weren't getting ranked as high as we wanted to or getting things that we wanted to is because people were saying our schedule's too easy. And then the two games that we really play some tough teams, we kind of just lose it. And Michigan State, I feel like, is a different story than Boise State. I feel like Boise State, what happened is our – man, that first drive – you watched the game, right? Were you there?
I was there.
Yeah. That first drive was just electric. We were able to do whatever we wanted, and we were playing our game. And then Jordan Love threw an interception, and it felt like we just checked out for two quarters. And we've talked about this throughout the season, how good our defense has been at saving us in certain situations like that, but our offense just couldn't get a grip, and it was just too bad. Yeah. But it was a really fun season, and it's too bad that the last game has to end that way. But I think that's the way people are feeling the way they are.
Yeah, I agree. And Jackson, kind of before we recorded the show today, we were kind of talking about why we feel so bleh right now with Aggie football. And just listen to you now, I think one of the reasons is because it's kind of coming apart in the sense that we lost that game and then we just lost our coach. I think that's – I mean, it could be a big reason why. But here's the thing. So, yeah, well, so for new, that might be news for some people. Mm-hmm. Utah State did just lose their football coach.
And offensive coordinator.
And defensive coordinator. And strength and conditioning coach. And a couple other as well. So, basically, Texas Tech said, hey, Matt Wells, we want everybody. Bring everybody. And so Matt Wells, well, he brought 9 out of 10, it sounds like, down to Texas Tech. So they are in the search. They are in the hunt to find the new head coach at Utah State. What do you think, Jackson, about Matt Wells, his legacy at Utah State, and kind of what's the feel of him being gone now?
Have you ever seen the movie Any Given Sunday?
You know, I haven't. That's been on like my movie bucket list forever.
That's changed the way that I look at football, really. Before that, you kind of think of football and football players. It's for those that have seen it, it's about NFL. But I feel like it's kind of the same. You know, this is a job. And it's for us, for the fans, it's passion and it's like a romance with the team and stuff like that.
That's true.
But
it's more than a game
for the coach, you know, and for like if you for I think for college players it would be different. But you see Any Given Sunday and like legit NFL players have said that is very similar to how it is. It's all about money. It's all about doing the best that you can for yourself.
Yeah, and I don't want that to mean that Matt Wells hated Logan or he didn't.
No, no, not at all.
Or he's a bad guy, but I agree. It's just kind of hard. I actually reached out to one of the players. I'm not going to say who, but I asked him, you know, what do you think about the Matt Wells decision? And he just said, business is business. Got to keep going forward. So, I mean, hopefully that's how all the players feel. Hopefully don't feel betrayed. There's so much to cover in such a little time. I'm just going to kind of go over a few things real quick. Jackson, if we're going to interrupt at any time. Some bad things. So, like we said, Matt Wells is gone. I'm more upset that Coach Yost, our offensive coordinator, is gone.
Yeah,
that's
same.
Really tough. I hope we have someone that stays behind that knows his playbook and kind of knows how it runs. We need that, it looks like. But even if not, I actually have a lot of trust in Hartwell, our athletic director, in coming in and finding a new replacement. So that's a big con. And then a pro, something actually interesting that happened is everyone was kind of really worried about the recruits. So Utah State is supposed to have their best recruiting class ever coming in next year. And so now everyone's kind of worried about those recruits, what's going to happen to them. And what's kind of cool is we got – so our highest-ranked recruit ever out of Arizona – actually tweeted out the same night that Matt Wells announced that he was going to leave. And he said, nothing changes my mind about the program. Go Aggies. Can't wait to be up there in January. So, boom. That's awesome.
That's really exciting. Cool.
Yeah.
It really is. And you know what's going to be cool is once that kind of gets going, we're not going to be talking. I mean, once football is really over, once the bowl game is over, we're not going to be talking football too much. But it'd be really cool to get some of those recruits on the show. And to have them kind of talk about like what their experience was coming up here. That was really fun doing it with Tipa. Oh man. And I just remembered this when he got kicked out of the game. That was sad, man.
He was called for a targeting. I honestly hate how targeting has become. Sorry, Jax, I'm taking over.
No, dude.
So targeting, apparently there's like a couple levels of targeting. There's a warning and then the actual targeting where you get kicked out of the game. However, nowadays, for some reason, the refs have forgotten about that warning and they just go straight into kicking out. So they say any targeting is gone. Here's the thing, and we could be wrong about that. Maybe they are giving them verbal warnings. They just don't throw a flag so we don't get to see that. But I really think that the NCAA needs to figure the heck out what is a targeting and what is not, and then what is the proper disciplinary action for the targeting. Because Tipa Naliai, he does not deserve to be kicked out of that game for what happened. He wasn't. He didn't lower his head at all.
He was just. He was ran like upright into straight him. Up, and it was like if they didn't have their helmets on, he would have kissed him right on the lips.
Here's the thing. It was helmet to helmet, so call a targeting. But I don't think you deserve to be kicked out for that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that's the rule. So I think a rule change needs to happen, and it's not just with us. I'm not just crying because it happened to us. This happens across the board.
One thing though that we did get saved on is illegal touching again. Illegal touching has saved us from two touchdowns, two games straight in a row.
When's the last time that happened?
So that was really sweet, but unfortunately it didn't come on the last play, and we didn't lose and then win the game. So we definitely lost in Boise. You know, one thing I think about when I think about the offense is I hope they keep some of those plays, you know, no matter what. That play they did to Gerald Bright, I swear that works like 9 times out of 10. That's a touchdown from wherever you are in the field. You have like 4 lead blockers, and then you just get one of those fast guys
behind.
That's
pretty sweet.
But we will mention some very, very good Aggie players. We have some recognition throughout the league. For one, David Woodward, according to PFF, he wins first team all defense out of the entire nation. So that's really good. I mean, he deserves that. We talk so much during the season about Darwin Thompson, about Jordan Love, but this guy, David Woodward, was consistent through every single game, getting, you know, at least 15 tackles.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, man.
Man,
we have him for 2 more years.
And he is a beast. He is awesome.
Yeah.
Then one more guy, Dax Raymond, and he just got accepted to the Senior Bowl. And did you say he had announced that he's going?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's announced his NFL career. I don't know what that is. He's declared for the NFL draft.
That he wants. Okay, that's sweet.
So he loses eligibility if drafted. But, man, I mean, and that's a sad thing, too, man, we're losing Dax Raymond. But at the same time, congrats to him.
Who's his backup?
That's what we want to see. It's Carson Terrell.
He's
pretty
solid,
too.
He
is. He really didn't skip a beat when Dax left. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, and that's the thing about it. Like, you want Utah State football teams to win. But more than that, you want people to actually just succeed.
Yeah.
And they're succeeding. So, okay, let me go real quick back into the coaching. I just want to cry one more time. Why do you announce this before the bowl game? Why do you do that?
I honestly don't feel – I feel like that's a bad move.
I don't feel like it matters on the coach because Texas Tech wants him.
Yeah, for him, who cares? Like, he doesn't care if the team wins it. Maybe he does.
And that's the thing. Who's it a bad move for? Like, I don't
– I feel like it's a bad move for your players. And his decision to stand on the sideline but he's not going to coach. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so he requested that stands on the sideline without coaching. That's, like, just weird.
Like, how awkward is that?
It's really awkward, especially for our interim coach, Frank Malley. It's like having your mom come to your first day at work.
You know what?
Like, watching you.
It feels like, okay, you break up with a girl that you're serious with for 6 years, apparently, right? Or no, 7 years? How long
six,
is it?
Six, I think.
Yeah, 6 years. And then when she starts dating somebody else, you just keep going on the dates.
Like
just
on the first date you're
just
there.
Just to watch. Like, yeah. What are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
It's only going to be weird. Like, no one's...
And you're like, but I'm here to support you.
Yeah, if I were
the like,
players...
That's weird. I don't want your support. Like, support me from the stands.
Yeah.
Like, I think if the players were like, man, Coach Wells is with us today. Like, awesome. Because rumor has it that Coach Yost and Coach... our defense coordinator... I forget his name. But rumor has it that they are both going to still coach at the game.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just, man, it's just weird. And I feel like if you're Texas Tech, they probably said, hey, we want you to sign now. Maybe they're thinking if Utah State has a great bowl game, maybe other schools are going to start offering Matt Wells. To me, it honestly sounds like he's been targeted by Texas Tech for a while now.
Yeah.
Which leads me to kind of speculate, you know, Colorado State coaching kind of blew it. Boise State coaching kind of blew it. Do you think they were thinking about Texas Tech at the end of the season?
You know,
I really don't think Texas Tech was saying you have to win these games to coach for us. I think they're saying we have your offer.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, if you know the outcome of something, regardless of your actions, like, are you really going to try your hardest in the moments that you're faced with?
And hardest, not just trying hard. You know, because like, they might have still tried. I'm sure, like, pride, they wanted to win.
Well, let's say you have like a test coming up, right? Or so in some classes. They say, like, if you've done well enough on your first 4 tests, you don't need to take the final. But, like,
guess what? Nobody takes the final because you don't care. No one ends up
taking the final because you don't care. And so I don't know. And maybe he's not like this. Maybe he's not as cynical as we think. But if it were me, I'd just be like, I don't really care. But I'd try to keep that stuff internal probably. I probably wouldn't say anything to Texas Tech until after the bowl game. All you got to do is wait 2 weeks.
It's true.
But he did, I guess he did have some other offers. So he's going to be gone. Boo-hoo. That's just the way life goes.
Here's another thing. Rumor has it he's actually wanted out of Logan for a while, which is something I had no idea of. That's and if that's true, then good for him for getting out of here. If you guys have listened to the show, I mean, I doubt it, but if you listened to the show last season, you would know that I actually called for Matt Wells' head. I wanted him to be fired last year.
Yep.
And so, honestly, I'm not that upset. I don't think he's as amazing coach as we think he is. I think he's a mediocre coach. I think what he's really good at is surrounding himself with people that are good. I think he's really good at recruiting. Yeah. He's good at getting players, and he's good at getting coaches. Because he's lost his offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, like every single year for the past like 4 years.
Going up to bigger teams.
Yeah, because they've done so good. So it's like, I mean, that's a good leader. I don't know if it's the best head coach, but he's a good leader. So, which kind of gets me into thinking now, like Utah State, even when we have a great team, we're losing the games that really matter.
Yeah.
And that's happened for years now. And so it's like 10 years ago, man, we sucked. It was no one talking about Utah State football. Then Gary Anderson came, who we're going to talk about a little bit later, and he resurrected the football program. He got us back on track, got us our first bowl game in a while. And then we've really kind of just, like, Matt Rolls took the baton and just kind of ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing bigger than that. So it's almost like in phases. It's like from really bad to above mediocre to staying there. And so who knows? Maybe with Matt Rolls leaving, now it's going to open the cap to go to best. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I hope so. And we've still got a lot of young talent on the team. We've got a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors that are in positions that will be really good seniors next year. And if there's all this darkness, all this cloud after you lose the last game, you know what? At least Boise State lost to Fresno.
That's true.
That makes me happy. Like, deep down in my soul, I wanted them to lose so bad. And I'm glad. It was overtime. Yeah. It was an intense game. That was good. But, you know, Mountain West was good this year. Like,
the elite of the Mountain West were good this year.
Yeah.
But I think
three teams.
But even then, really six good. Or seven teams from the Mountain West are going to a bowl game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember if it's six or seven, but it's one of those. Awesome.
It's a good number. It really is.
Even Wyoming ended up being bowl eligible.
Wyoming, Air Force, they were both tough. San Diego State. Boise State, us, Fresno.
Which?
Good teams.
Which, Jackson, if you don't mind my hijacking here, leads us to a couple other things with football program. And then we want to get into basketball because that's going on right now, and football's kind of reaching its peak. So the Utah State football schedule came out for the next couple years, some of it at least. So every 4 years, we switch the rotation of the teams that we play in the West Division. So, for instance, we've been playing San Jose State, which is super easy. We've been playing, I think, Hawaii, which has been very easy. So these teams that are pretty freaking easy. But now, next year, I'm gonna go off of a couple of the big ones. We play at LSU in our third week. So that's not even like their warm-up game. That's like a regular season game, like at LSU in our third week. Then we have BYU at home. Then we go to Air Force. Then we go to Fresno State. Then we go to New Mexico. Then we go to San Diego State. And then we have Boise State, Colorado State, Nevada, and Wyoming at home. So we end the season with four home games. Those are going to be cold as heck.
Oh, man, that's
going to
be fun.
Those are going to be so cold.
That's going to be fun. Oh.
And I was complaining beforehand. So first of all, our strength of schedule is insanely harder, which I'm not complaining about. That's what we need. This football team needs those games to learn how to win them. But second of all, the only thing I hate about this schedule is why do we go 4-4? We're four away games in a row, then four home games in a row.
That kills you, man.
Four away games in a row.
That's really, really hard.
And it's Air Force, Fresno. New Mexico is not that good. But then San Diego State. San Diego State and Fresno take first or second in the West Division every freaking year.
Yeah.
And now we have to play them away. And we have Boise State still. Like, this is a very difficult schedule.
The one that I am excited about is playing BYU at home. That is tons of energy. That game is so fun. You know, we've got, after that game, we have four in a row that are away. And that's honestly true. That energy from the BYU game, after we pummel them, I wonder what they're going to do with their coaching.
Yeah, he'll stay. You want to know something interesting, actually? He'll stay. He'll stay.
You're so dumb, man.
Look, and we'll talk about the basketball game last night against BYU. But as I was watching that game, I was thinking to myself, like, I'm starting to care less and less about the BYU rivalry. Like, I want to win the freaking Mountain West, mm-hmm. whether that's football or basketball.
Yeah.
If our basketball team's not in the March Madness tournament, that tournament is not as fun. I want to be there.
Yeah.
I want our team winning or competing for the Mountain West Championship. And it's like, yeah, we won BYU, but I don't care because we lost that last game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously, I do care. Like, BYU is a great team, and so to beat them 2 years in a row in football is great. But, like, I want to win the freaking Mountain West Championship. That's it. That's what I want for Christmas. There it is. There's my one Christmas wish.
Well, you're not going to get it.
For next year. So, that's next year's okay. Christmas wish.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. And next year we'll start this when the season starts, so we'll be with you the whole time. But speaking of BYU, so before we go into the negative doom and gloom, how about we talk about how they've done so far this season. The USU men's basketball team has really been very, very good. They've been winning the games that they should win. Oh, we're just looking at the schedule for football 2020, and we play at Alabama.
2022 at Alabama. That's the year. That's the year we're taking the ship, man, Jackson.
We're going to win the BCS championship.
You know it.
Utah State men's basketball, they've been playing very good. They've been winning the games that they should win. The only two games they've lost, Arizona State, who's ranked number 20, right?
Yeah, they're now ranked number 20.
They're ranked 20.
We lost by like 5 points to them.
It's a very good team. And then, of course, BYU, which I don't even know what's going on. Why? Why did that happen?
I'll tell you why, Jackson. So I watched the whole game. I was able to watch it all. So it was in Provo, which, first of all, is really hard. A couple things from the game. One, we got outplayed from start to end. Okay. There's a lot of things I want to say about this game. One of them, we have so many freshmen that I don't know if they really understand yet the rivalry that this game is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas BYU is bringing in Hawes, Childs, Emery.
All Utah guys, right?
Yeah. What do you mean?
They're from Utah originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they know this rivalry. They know how big of a deal this is. And not only that, but they've played in this rivalry now like 3 years in a row. Whereas Utah State's guys come in and really only Sam Merrill and Quinn Taylor, like legit really only them, maybe Dwayne Brown Jr., you can make a case for him, know how intense and how important this rivalry is. So now hopefully they understand and they know. Because what happens, the game started and it was just different paces. BYU was just going. And honestly, BYU was hitting shots, man. Like, everything. They went for a stretch of like 6 minutes, it seemed like, where they didn't miss a shot. And even like when, you know how like sometimes a play will be dead, like they'll call a foul, and the player was like, chuck up a three. Like, even those, they were hitting every single one of them. And I was just watching them go in, and I was like, man, it's really hard to beat a team when they're this on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Utah State had a couple runs in the second half that looked really good. Dwayne Brown Jr. started getting himself into the game. Sam Merrill finally got in the game. Nemus Keita is Joel Embiid in 4 years. Just wait.
He's good.
He is.
Oh, my gosh. He's so fun to watch.
And sometimes I'll be upset about him for his offensive skill set. Sometimes it's a little uncoordinated. But against BYU, it looked good.
What year is he? Is he a freshman?
He's a freshman, man. He's 6'11", wingspan is like 7'9", and he's a freshman. And so if he stays at Utah State those 4 years, he's going to be a weapon. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, honestly, like, I don't think anybody really had high expectations of this men's basketball team going into the season just because of all the things they've gone through, coaching change, how young they are, stuff like that. But, I mean, it's just something to look forward to. So, yeah, Utah State did get our butts handed to us last night by BYU. We outscored them 46-42 in the second half. So it was we won the second half. Good second half. It's just the fact that first half, man, they came out swinging and we came out pooping our pants.
But, you know, to your point, Mountain West is what's important, right? That's the way I feel. You know, that's the way I feel about football. I feel it about basketball, too. It's hard for me, even at the beginning of the basketball season, to really get engaged when we're playing people like Mississippi State Valley. And we're playing some teams that it's like, who has ever heard of them? But then, so when we get back, we're gonna take a little bit of a break from the podcast. Our school semester ends really this week, and then we don't get back until the beginning of January, and that's when the fun begins. So our first conference play is against number 6 Nevada.
Yeah.
And that is going to be a very, very hard game.
It'll be a ball buster.
It'll be an away game too. So we'll see what happens there.
Well, and that's kind of what I said. It's almost cool about having lower expectations maybe. It's just the fact that it's like, let's see what happens. You got nothing to lose. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, one thing that I'm really looking forward to is playing Weber State this Saturday, because Weber State actually beat BYU. And so,
oh, wow.
And so let's see what happens. You know what I mean? If we come out and if we beat Weber State, maybe it means that BYU was just hot that game. You know, maybe we don't match up well against BYU. Maybe we actually still are just as good a team as we think we are. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah, and right now, we have the second best record in the Mountain West. Nevada's 8-0. Nevada's 8-0. We're 7-2. No one has played conference yet. So once we get back, it's going to be all conference games.
Yeah.
The rest of the season. So that's going to be really fun. I'm excited for that. If you're living in the Logan area, please come to the games. They're tons of fun. The spectrum, they always talk about like spectrum magic. And I really think what it is the way that the spectrum's built. It's built in such a way you can be so loud, and it's so such a difference in football. Like football, you can't actually just reach out and grab players if you want to, but you can. If you're at the spectrum, you're so close that, I mean, when I was there, let's see, last time I was there, it was UVU, and they were talking to players the entire time, just talking right in their ear on the baseline. That's tons of fun. And it's really nice that the Aggie basketball team is doing really well, because honestly, it's hurting coming off of that football season, not being able to finish. That really does hurt. But they are in the Gilded New Mexico Bowl, which is very good. I'm glad they're not in the Idaho Potato Bowl. People were having us in the Idaho Potato Bowl against
BYU.
Buffalo.
BYU's in the Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah, good for BYU that they got a bowl game. But yeah, it was a good season. It was a lot of fun. And we're grateful for all of you that have been listening. We hope that you have a safe and a happy holiday season. We're grateful for all of you. And I think that's all we got. Is that it, Cole?
Yeah, I think that's it. Go Aggies. Honestly, guys, Aggie sports is fun right now. It really is fun. We have a very young basketball team. We have a very promising football team. And head coach, finding a new head coach, that's fun. I mean, I know it's like kind of sucks, but it's interesting, you know? So stuff is going on. Stay tuned to Utah State Sports. And like Jackson said, if you are in Logan and a basketball game is being played at home, go to the freaking basketball game.
Yeah.
They are fun.
Cheap, too.
They're cheap. You have a great time. The team needs your support. They need to see what the Spectrum Magic is all about, because it doesn't only help now. It helps recruiting. It helps a lot of things. So be an Aggie. Show that you're an Aggie. But, yeah, and that's all we kind of have. So, for the Aggie Sports Show, my name is Cole Noel.
And my name is Jackson Meyer.
And we will see you all
after the break.
After the break. All right, see you, Aggies.
Yeah, oh, then I keep, dummy, dummy, dummy.